You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The push toward autonomous vehicles got a boost this week from Congress. Bipartisan action in the House led to approval of a bill that could help the auto industry with its transformation to turning out self-driving vehicles. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us now. So, Daniel, what's in this legislation the House approved Wednesday?
Well, it gives automakers the ability to test up to 100,000 self-driving vehicles on American roads. And this will be done incrementally over a period of years as you reach that number. But and the second thing that I think is most important is it bars states from passing legislation that would block automakers from making those testing those kinds of vehicles. This is really revolutionary in a lot of ways, and it's even more revolutionary in the sense that it's A, bipartisan in Donald Trump's Washington, and B, it's the government trying to get out front of this drive for self-driving cars. You know, one of the things that Senator Gary Peters said to me on multiple occasions is he was always afraid that the feds were going to be the obstacle because bureaucracies move slowly, because government really doesn't understand some of the technology and some of the technical issues, nor the pace of change. And this, I think, is a very refreshing kind of move that signals that both parties seem to understand this. And in other parts of from many parts of the country, not just from the industrial Midwest and not just from California and Silicon Valley, but across the country. You know, the Senate version is going to be different. Senator Peters is involved in drafting that with the committee chairman, John Thune of South Dakota. But I think they're probably going to be moving ahead with this with some alacrity and putting it on the president's desk.
Now, it's interesting, as this progress happens on Capitol Hill, I got an email from a stateside listener who has noted the many conversations we've had lately about driverless cars. I'm going to put this out here. Here's part of what he said. What I never hear is a discussion not of how and when, but why. Why do we want these things? Or more to the point, do we want these things? In a mix of half driverless and half human-driven cars, let's say with a tad of snow falling, does anyone want to experience that? It's Christmas Eve, 6 p.m. You get in your driverless car from so last-minute Christmas shopping at Briarwood. There's one parking spot and three driverless cars all aiming for it. Does anyone really want to experience that? He's like, you know, I'll never buy one. He was right out there. And that's a question. What if the car makers are working on something people don't want?
Well, what would that guy say about the iPhone? When he was asked if he wanted the iPhone in 2007, he said, I don't need that. Why would I want that? The reality is that we live in a world where technology continues to advance. And I've had some discussions, and I think I've used this on your air before. You know, if the technology is possible, it's impossible to stop it. To the writer's point, I would say that media and the financial markets are much farther ahead on self-driving cars probably than the reality. I mean, you have companies like Ford Motor Company say, we're going to have a self-driving car in the market by 2021. Well, that's not very far away, right?
No.
But then there are people out in Silicon Valley say, you don't understand. You don't understand how precise the technology needs to be. And the reality is it's not nearly going to be ready by 2021. That the standards that people will hold and policymakers will have will not be good enough to actually put these things on the road in large numbers. So it's really going to, I think it's going to be something that unspools over time. But I mean, he's basically saying that these cars are answering a question that a lot of people are not asking.
Hmm. That point, your column today has this survey from Alex Partners saying that 55% of people say they're unlikely to buy one and 49% say they're not confident enough in the technology to consider buying one.
Exactly. And a vast majority of people, I think the number was 78%, don't trust the automakers to develop the software to keep them safe. So I think auto companies have got a bigger mountain to climb here in terms of convincing and persuading people that they are going to be able to develop the technology. There's a much greater faith in Silicon Valley and the Apples and Googles of the world to develop the technology and the software to keep them safe in a situation. Now, obviously, they're not going to be building the product. I think those companies, have, at least so far, have made it abundantly clear they're not getting in the car business. But how they get into the self-driving car business remains to be seen, meaning somebody is going to be building those products for them. But there are already driverless shuttles, I think, on the north campus of the University of Michigan. I think they launched just this month.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where you're going to see the applications initially is going to be in kinds of mass transit and things like that. It's going to be before you're going to see it in personal transportation. But, you know, I've had the opportunity to ride in those vehicles, and they will drive you a little nuts because they stop at every stop sign and come to a full stop and signal. I mean, the biggest thing with self-driverless cars are people going to be running into the back of them.
Because we don't pay attention.
Exactly, yeah. Because you anticipate that the person's going to roll through the stop sign. Well, it's not going to roll through the stop sign. It's actually going to stop. This is a huge race. This is the biggest change to the automotive industry since the moving assembly line. And the stakes are huge for the traditional automakers, including Detroit's automakers. And there's no guarantee that they're going to come out on top here. There's a lot of skepticism on Wall Street. I'm starting to see it more and more in analyst reports. They just don't believe that these old companies are going to be able to respond quickly enough to the fast pace of change in the self-driving space. I would try to give them a benefit of the doubt a little bit and think, you know, they're moving pretty quickly. And a company like General Motors, for example, is doing some things that they never did before in the past. Now, maybe they're running scared, but I think they're also trying to be smart.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.